We're going to continue with practice before the PTAB part two here, joinder, estoppel, motions to amend, and more. We have Todd Baker here from Kirkland & Ellis. He's an IP litigation partner in the DC office. His experience is handling post-grant matters at the USPTO. He's a recognized leader in the IP community and board of the directors of the AIPLA. I'm going to let Todd introduce the rest of the panel.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the last PTAB panel of the day. We are happy to bat cleanup here. Today, I'm joined with my honorable panelists. To my immediate right, we have Vice Chief Administrative Patent Judge Hoppala. Judge Hoppala has been on the bench since 2008. She has served in the capacity as Vice Chief since 2021. Judge Hoppala's technical background is in applied math and computer science. After this introduction, if she wants to provide a shout out to her university, who may either be in the women's or men's basketball tournament or otherwise just wants to give them some kind of credit, I will allow her to do so. At the end of the table, we have APJ Miriam Quinn. Judge Quinn has been on the bench at the PTAB since 2012. She has an electrical engineering background and I believe is a frequent speaker at PTAB-related conferences. I see her name quite often and have appeared on a couple of panels with her. Earlier today, Judge Bolick showed the board organization chart. Judge Hoppala, would you mind explaining for a while what you do as Vice Chief Administrative Patent Judge?
Sure. First, I want to correct. I actually joined the board in 2014. I appreciate the 6 years of seniority. You might have to adjust the order of judges, but thank you. So as Vice Chief Judges, we are involved in a lot of policy, you know, some of the rulemaking packages that you see, making sure that the director is a political appointee, that her direction and vision for the agency, that we support her in those initiatives. We also have operational duties. Each of the operational vice chief judges manages a division of about 6 lead judges and overall about approximately 80 judges in each of the divisions. So we have the supervisory responsibility for that. And generally, day to day, we have lots of meetings talking about lots of very interesting issues.
Thank you very much. And Judge Quinn, you are in the Dallas office, is that correct?
Yes, my office in the Texas Regional Office, so located in Dallas, Texas.
How often do the satellite offices host oral argument, either in ex parte appeals or PTAB trials?
Well, we try to do a one hearing a month in each of the offices. At least that was the frequency with which they were scheduled before COVID. We were striving to get back to a schedule where we encourage parties to come in. Our judges do come in to the office. And we try to have all 3 judges from the Texas region to come in and hear ex parte appeals. With AIA, it's a little more sporadic since it depends on the 2 parties agreeing to be there in person.
Okay, thank you very much. So neither one of you want to shout out your university?
Texas A&M.
Okay.
UT, yeah.
All right, okay.
University of Colorado for undergrad and Denver University of Denver for law school.
Yeah.
Very good. So for the remainder of our time, we want to focus on joinder practice, discuss estoppel, but instead of discussing it from the context of how an IPR proceeding can impact a district court trial or ITC, we're going to focus our attention on estoppel within the office. We're going to spend some time with motion to amend practice, and then just a collection of various issues at the end, if we have time to reach those topics. So with joinder practice, and I'll just kind of briefly give my context and then hand it over to the judges. In many scenarios, there are multiple defendants who have been accused of infringement of a patent in district court. One party, one of those defendants, may file an IPR petition, and if that petition is granted, other co-defendants may want to file a motion to join that IPR Joinder practice is pretty much in a steady state now. There hasn't been a lot of change in the laws or procedures.